Well, it was something that that prompted a photographer named Craig Wetchen to get out and take some photographs of men in their sheds. And trust me, this is a cracking book. There are some fantastic sheds in there. The foreword's been written by Jeff Kennett, who, of course, is associated with Beyond Blue. And Craig's on the phone. Hello, Craig. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm going well. And congratulations on the book. Although I did have a I'm a shed fan. And I'm sure you are,
fantastic.
Too.
Fantastic. Good to hear.
Some of them I don't think are sheds. I think they're showrooms.
Well, look, you know, it's amazing what, you know, fellas do in their backyard. And, yeah, it's quite a few showrooms, and especially the cover. You know, you look at the cover.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Boy, I tell you, what an amazing showroom. But, you know, it's a family area as well. It's a place where, Guido and his family can, you know, just sort of hang out and watch the footy and
play,
you know,
pool,
have a beer or two, play pool. He's got work in the car.
He's got two cars. I've seen the background there. That looks like an EH Premier in the background there.
Yeah, Holden.
Great selection of signs and number plates and all sorts of things. It looks fantastic.
Very much so. Yeah,
one of the let me go in here, just try and find. Oh, Lee Huggard. I think this is a great quote. It's very simple. It says, "My shed is my little bit of happiness."
It's amazing what these sheds are for each individual, and you know, their little happiness is a space where the gentlemen can have some time to themselves, or more importantly, usually hang out with their friends. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. How did you learn of the existence of some of these sheds? Because some of them are just quite extraordinary.
I spent a lot of time going to steam engine rallies, car shows, and it really got to a point where people actually were ringing me, actually wanting to be part of the book. And there was a lot of friends who just said, "Look, I've got a dad," or "I've got a friend," etc. And so just one thing led to another, and it was just an amazing journey for myself. And it just, you know, people were wanting to be photographed and share their story of what their shed means to them, both mentally, physically, or just, you know, just to be proud of what they've put together in their backyard.
Mm. And so are you now an expert on steam engines?
not necessarily, but I'll tell you what.
They like to talk about them, don't they?
They do like to talk about them. You know, they say they can talk a leg off an iron pot, but they could talk a leg off an iron steam engine for sure.
Oh, yeah. That is actually one of the things about car enthusiasts and those who stationary engines, things like that, is that you have no trouble having a conversation because they just want to tell you all about where they've got components, how they got it working, how special it is, everything about it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and that's the whole, you know, the whole precipice for this whole project for me was, you know, to open up that conversation. And, you know, if you start that conversation with what somebody really genuinely loves to do and you're there to listen, you know, you'd never know what sort of stories people will come out. And before you know it, they're actually coming out with, you know, quite personal stories. And, you know, whether it's, you know, dealing with depression or anxiety, et cetera. And that's sort of, you know, why I took upon, you know, the project myself is, you know, my relationship with anxiety and depression and, you know, trying to, you know, overcome those challenges myself and spread the word about, you know, actually opening up the conversation and talking to people.
And so how did meeting some of these really unique individuals help you?
Oh, look, it helped me realize that, A, I'm not alone, and that's the biggest thing for everybody out there, that you're not alone. And, you know, for me to get back to why I fell in love with photography was to have no association whatsoever with money, because money is definitely not an option for me when it came to this book. It was for me to really fall in love with photography again and to share my passion, and vice versa for these individuals to share their passion and what they do in their backyard. So for me to, you know, relate to them and them to relate to, you know, my story, it really helped me just with my challenges with that we're not alone. We all work together and we need to work together on this front.
How did you fall out of love with photography?
I didn't necessarily fall out of love with photography. I mean, I fell out of love with trying to keep the roof over my head with photography. And it was one of those things I always had that dream of, you know, having that amazing studio, et cetera. And look, I had that for a while. And, you know, people's interests in the printed image certainly wasn't where I see photography. It's, you know, photography is something that everybody goes back to for generations. And nowadays, people, you know, are happy to have their photos on their phones. And, well, I'm not very happy about that. I think having that printed image is something that is tangible. We've got hands. We like to touch and feel, you know, a book and an image. And just like these gentlemen like to, you know, get their hands dirty and greasy, I wanted to really create something that lives forever, and that's in the printed image. And that's probably the most powerful aspect of photography, is the printed image. So I fell in love always with photography. I sort of fell out of love with photography trying to make a business out of it. So I got rid of the business and just fell in love with a true aspect of photography.
Yeah, and that sense of satisfaction when you know you've captured a moment in time is a special moment for a photographer, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's, you know, to be able to spend, you know, sometimes an hour, sometimes 4 hours with each of these gentlemen that are in the book, you know, the camera bag usually didn't come out of the car for at least 2 or 3 hours after the conversation. You know, the art of communication is so powerful. And that's where I think, again, that open that conversation and then that the power of a printed image is just even more powerful and tells a whole story.
Mm. And the book, of course, is supporting the Australian Men's Shed Association. I've been lucky enough to go to a number of sheds in the country and also in the city. And they are serving an increasingly important part or role in the community, as far as I'm concerned anyway.
Oh, well and truly. You know, the Australian Men's Shed Association, there's over almost close to 1,000 Australia-wide, and which is just extraordinary. And, you know, it's an opportunity for, you know, men, even if they've got a shed in their backyard, to get involved back with the community and, you know, the community get back involved with the individual who, you know, wants to help out with whether it's a younger generation or even helping themselves out or just, you know, having a chat over a tea and a coffee or a biscuit, et cetera, to get out of that backyard, get involved with the community and open up that conversation.
Mm. Well said, Craig. Well said. And I wish you all the best with this.
Thank you.
And with your future endeavours. It's nice to speak to you.
Why, thank you very much. Craig, much appreciated.
Craig Wetchen, who is a photographer and has created this new book, which is just Men in Their Sheds. It's a significant coffee table book, and it is one that you just want to pick up and find new bits of all the time. And if you have a shed, you will be envious of many of these sheds. Not like mine. Mine is organised chaos. At the moment, there's paint everywhere because I'm doing some painting at the moment. But I know where everything is.